CBA. What you doing? I really don't know yet. I'm sitting in the line at Pakewood to get my COVID test.
I've done that a couple of times, and I had the COVID back. Finally got every run. Started getting every good on Christmas Day. I had about 2 weeks there. It had me floored. It was rough for me anyway. And my wife had it, and she was over in 2 days.
We got our oldest daughter is in Somerville. Her husband, and grandson, and my daughter and son-in-law had it, but the grandson never got it. And my son-in-law had the worst case of it, but it really was just like, the flu. And then my daughter, hers was a little more mild than that, but they both tested positive.
You pick and choose who wants to hit hard. But yeah, hopefully you don't get it, but if you do, I hope you have a good, easy time with it.
At least I'll be a statistic one way or the other. When I see the data on the news, when my results come out, I can say, there I am, and one of those numbers right there.
Yeah, that's what I thought too when I had it.
We're rolling. This is kind of interesting. I'm not sure. We're between these buildings. I'm right here at the Center for Success in Aging and past the St. Francis Hospital. And behind the Prisma buildings, A, B, and C over here at Pavewood. So I really can't see what's in front of me, so I don't know how far I have to go.
I went over to the memorial campus over there off Grove Road, and it took me about an hour and a half to get through the line in. Excuse me, I'm sure that they're probably going to be about as backed up. It probably seems like what the average wait time is, usually about an hour and a half. Ain't no fun, but once you get going, I guess it's not too bad, but sometimes it takes a while to get to it.
Evidently going through a checkpoint up here, and then we go over a little rise, so I guess I'll see how long the line is after that. I guess I better put my mask on here, KB4CPA.
I'm an electrician, and that was one of the main places I had to go work at. We did a lot of their service work for them, and that main building out there you're facing where the, I think it's Pavewood A, I can't remember the one. We got the port one with the parking garages on the left, and then the other one's on the right, the main building. I probably rewired every friggin' room in that place 3 times. I don't want to see the inside of that place ever again.
Building A is the surgery center, so I definitely don't want to see the inside of that place.
That's another thing. I don't want to have any more surgeries. I've had plenty of them myself. I've probably had 10 in the past 20 years.
By just a minute, KB4CPA.
Check says listening.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How's doing this pretty day?
Well, I'm not out anywhere, actually. I'm at my house. I have a temporary antenna set up for the radio. Just waiting on FedEx to get here. I got a part coming for a customer. It was supposed to be here yesterday, and it didn't show up. They delayed it for a day, and now my customer still doesn't have heat. So I'm not too happy with FedEx right now.
Before you even said all that, I was about to ask if you've had any problem with FedEx lately. Man, they have been horrible. Me and my wife both have been ordering stuff lately, and a lot of it's been coming through FedEx. And every single thing has just been all kind of just messed up as far as getting it here to us.
What's going on? I ordered a part through a repair clinic because my local HVA stores didn't have it. And I was like, well, I went on there, and bam, they had one of those motors left. I'm like, I need it. So it's an induction motor, or what they call an inducer motor for a gas system. And it's one of my neighbors down the street here, and they're older folks, and I want to get them heat. Thankfully, one of the other neighbors gave them a couple of little heaters to use for the last few nights, so they were pretty warm. But, man, I got to get that heat working.
Tracking it, and it got all the way to Charlotte, and then suddenly it turned around and went back to Pittsburgh. And I was tracking it, so I emailed them, and they said not to worry, that it might not appear so, but it was the most efficient route for it to get there, get to me as quickly as possible. I was like, okay, I don't quite believe that, but whatever you say.
Well, the thing was, you know, I paid an extra $9 to get it here in 2 days. You know, I ordered it on Wednesday, and I said I need it. So, you know, repair clinic said, well, it's an extra $9. And then when I called up yesterday, they said, well, you know, there is a disclaimer on the website that it could be delayed due to whatever. I'm like, really? What in the world did I pay the extra $9? And then it wound up, it was in Spartanburg yesterday afternoon. I'm like, what happened?
Yeah, FedEx does it. Yeah, like my wife's supposed to get Monday. She had paid for next day air, and just got it yesterday. I'm supposed to be here Monday.
Wrong there. Not crazy about that. But oh well. I went down to the house last night and made sure they were okay. I would have gave another heater or two. I have a couple of those oil heaters here. But they were okay, so let's just keep my fingers crossed that FedEx shows up this morning.
We woke up Christmas morning with our heat out. We had to have our unit replaced that next week. Yeah, we had to run kerosene heaters there for a few days.
In fact, I just did an install on Monday and Tuesday. Replaced the system for a customer. Brand new Oxbox system. Actually went in pretty good.
We had to have our, the inside unit and outside unit replaced, and the return ducts. We had those back to the unit. We had those replaced too, the larger ones, so get better airflow to it. Working good now, though.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, anyway, I don't want to get into too much. I am an AC heat tech, so that's all I'm going to say about that. Most of the guys on here know what I do.
Yeah, I think I talked to you when that day I was, I just had my estimate done or anything. I'm not sure, I can't remember if it was you or somebody else. I don't know if you remember, but we were talking about the price that I was paying and everything.
Oh, yes, I do remember. Yes, I do. Yes. Yeah, and that's why I was reserving my comments.
Yeah, my neighbor actually ended up having to have his done too, and he went with Avis, and I didn't know he was having it done, but his actually was, ended up being, yeah, about the same thing done. It ended up being about $1,000 more than mine was, so I'm not too concerned about the price. It wasn't too bad.
I don't want to say too much more. Like I say, you know, I do what I do, and you know, I try and repair them as best I can until it gets to a point where it can't be repaired, or you know, what the kind of money you have to put into it exceeds what it would cost to replace it, or, you know, at least, the rule of thumb basically is you get to put in more than 50% of what the replacement cost would be for the unit to get it back to working condition, and it's probably better off to replace the unit, and you have all the warranties and stuff that you need for everything.
Our main reason for going in is having replaced it. We probably had already had four different parts replaced on it over the past years. It was already 15 years old, and there's no Goodman system, and it was crap. That's why we went in and had it replaced.
Bad. In this area, Goodman is really like a builder's model. You know, I like putting in York systems or you know, like the American Standard type systems, but you know, that's okay. I wish you well with it. I hope it works out for you.
I might have to worry about it for another 15, 20 years. I guess the next thing will be our roof.
Yeah, I tend to find units last a little bit longer up here. because they don't get as heavy a use as they do in Florida, especially when you have a gas system. The condenser won't run probably 6 months out of the year. It won't run real heavy. Where like a heat pump system, I have a heat pump system in the house here, and I got to check it. I got to throw a gauge on it today and see what's going on. Just not keeping up. And, you know, Florida, man, you're lucky to get 8 to 10 years out of an AC system down there. And it'll just rot away on you.
Thought about switching to gas for heat, but it was just, you know, with the cost of having a new gas put out there and everything, it was just more than we wanted to spend right now, so we just went back with the regular heat pump.
Tell you what, if you have street gas, it's the way to go. When we got here, we have one of those glass top stoves here, and we really don't like those. And we had a gas stove in Florida, but it was a propane unit. And when I was looking around at propane prices around here, I'm like, oh my goodness, it was crazy expensive. And then I found out there was gas in the street, and I was like, yes, that's the way to go. So I have natural gas at the house now. I got a 2 pound system. So I can add whatever I want. I can add gas heat if I want. I can add water heater if I want. You know, so I have plenty of flow.
Go with propane. We don't have gas running out anywhere near us. We don't have city water or anything out there where we at. We have well and all that, which I'm happy with the well. So.
Gas is the way to go. It's a whole heck of a lot cheaper. It's a little expensive to get set up. I think it was like $385 for CPW to come out here and run the line to the house and hang the meter and everything, and a couple of $100 for a plumber to come out. Because you have to, with a new service like that, you have to pull permits and all that kind of stuff. But when the service is in, I think you're good to go.
Well, I'm not where I live over off Georgia Road down in Piedmont area, South Carolina, or Piedmont, Moonville area. But anyway, the water line, it runs down Georgia Road, but we're about 1,700 feet from Georgia Road, and it would have been like $22,000 to have water run from the main road out there out to our house. It's like, yeah, no, we're not doing that.
Oh. Yeah, I'm in the old section of Greer here. I'm off of, I'm west of Wade Hampton off 14. So they had street gas out here, so I was pretty happy about that.
Running over here to our dog's groomers, see if we can get them an appointment set up. Looks like they're out of town for a month, so our dogs are going to be getting bushy.
Yeah, my cats are, we have three cats. We don't have any dogs, but they're pretty good. Anyway, I got to run. I got to go, I got a few things to take care of. I'm going to try and see if I can track the FedEx package, if I can see about where it is and see if I can get an approximate time of being here.
All right. It was good to talk to you. Good luck with FedEx. I'll talk with you later. KF4 GPA, listening.
Good afternoon. KF4 GPA, KB2HXS.
Is the COVID guy still out there?
4 GPA, KB4 CPA. Yeah, things are looking pretty good here, actually. I mean, the line's moving a little bit. and it's not that long, so I don't think I'll be sitting there 2 hours unless they just run into a problem. But they got us, zigzagging around the parking lot. But once you get to the last part of the line, it splits off into two, and so they're doing two cars at a time at that point. So they're knocking them out.
Forward. Get on here and have a key mic whenever they do the test too, so they can hear your reaction to that thing getting stuck up your nose.
This is nothing. I've had two nose surgeries, but I had my surgery for sleep apnea, and when they did, he said, well, you've got a deviated septum, so I want to fix that. So when I woke up, both of my nose were just packed full of gauze. and I mean, it's incredibly packed, and it stays in there for days, and then you get back to the doctor, and when they pull that out, you feel like they're pulling your brains out with it. I mean, I've never experienced anything like that in my life, so this is going to be nothing. I mean, it's the worst thing I've ever been through in my life.
Not imagine having that done. Oh, that sounds horrible.
You just sit there and endure. You know. I guess if I'd known it was going to be that bad, I might have ducked out or something. But no, eventually they got to come out. So, but anyway, the only thing about that is that ever since that surgery, my right nostril it bleeds the drop of a hat, and I used to never have that problem. So I don't know. They messed up something inside there. I don't know what.
It irritated something in there. Don't like it.
Beautiful day out here. I wish I was out on the tennis court. I play tennis 4 or 5 days a week, and sometimes I play on the weekend, especially Sunday. And I got a new tennis racket coming. It should be here tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to that. And this is supposed to take 3 days, I think, to get the results.
I've had 3 COVID tests done. Of course, my last one was positive, but all 3 of them came back the next day. I use that MyChart app. You go on the Grimm County website, or the Prisma, whatever, website, and sign up for that MyChart. And you can get your, as soon as the test results come back from the lab, it automatically goes on there. And all 3 times I had the test run done, I had my results the next day.
Well, that's good. Maybe I can play tennis tomorrow.
Hopefully it's not coming FedEx. You probably heard me talking to the other guy about FedEx.
That part, I heard y'all talking about HVAC systems.
Yeah, we got in a conversation. He had started. He had ordered a part. He was waiting on it for FedEx. And he was talking about how it was getting delayed, and that's why I was talking about we had nothing but problems with FedEx here in the past couple months. We had several things. It just takes my wife paid for overnight air the other day. He was in here Monday and just got it yesterday.
Free shipping and shut second day air, so we'll see.
How's UPS then? I'd ordered something back a couple months ago. I was tracking it, and it was supposed to be, and it showed it being getting to Charlotte, and was fixing to head to Greenville, and all of a sudden I tracked it again, and it had been turned around and was going back to Pittsburgh. And I emailed them about it, and they sent me an email back, said not to worry, it may not appear that way, but it's actually the quickest route to my location.
Not funny. I've had stuff shipped, and kind of get excited, and then it just sits in a warehouse somewhere for 3 days or something in another state, and I guess I don't know what's going on there, if they're closed, or it's got mishandled, they can't figure out what to do with it or whatever. But anyway, most of the time, my wife orders stuff all the time. I guess you've heard the joke about the FedEx guy knocks on the door. He says, "I was just making sure y'all are okay. I didn't have any deliveries for y'all today." He says, I always have something to deliver to your house. And I said, "I didn't have anything for you today, so I just wanted to make sure y'all were okay."
So sometimes I think they probably think that about us. We have tons of stuff delivered. I'm waiting on a pair of hiking boots to come today from Amazon. Hopefully it comes. It's short, it's sitting in Greenville. Hey, I'm gonna get me a short bay, well, short bay, kind of basically, you know, one of those little portable, just, what am I trying to say, you know, shortwave AM, FM receivers just to listen on. And as far as I want to put me a wire antenna up in the attic for it, with ladder line, just for receiving, is ladder line fine to run down from the antenna versus coax?
Well, I honestly can't answer that question. That's above my pay grade.
I was thinking, hey, you could use somebody else on the, as far as HF stuff goes.
I'm on HF, and I know what works. you know, as far as, I've got a Carolina Wyndham antenna, and it works very well. And so, I'm very happy with it. And you could stick that in your attic, but of course it's made to transmit, not just receive. I don't know what you would use to receive. I'd have to look that one up. Probably have to Google that one.
I just use any old wire, basically, stretched out. As far as, it doesn't really have to be, I know you can overload them if you have too large of an antenna, as far as just those little receivers. I'm not talking about like a real high-end ICOM, I'm talking about like a little handheld Texan receiver, multi-band, like one of what they used to call old world radios.
Yeah, I've never had one of those. When my father-in-law passed away, he was in law enforcement, and he had a scanner, and he was captain with the Greenville City Police for 33 years. And but it was an old scanner. It had it programmed a couple of repeater frequencies in there that I used. He would actually listen in, you know. And one day I was, this was back when we didn't have cell phones, and I had made a phone call to my wife on the phone patch on 82, and said something about Rod buying a Rod lawnmower or something. And so I went over to his house. I was stopping by his house, and he goes, "I sure am glad you didn't buy that lawnmower." And I said, "What?"
Yeah, well, I'm at the house now. I had to step out. I think my wife wants me to help her do some cleaning. Guess I'll get on that and make sure to do something productive today.
You. I like that commercial. The lady says, "You know what I like doing better than mopping? Any." She kind of cracks me up with that line. But anyway, I run the vacuum cleaner or something like that. That's about the extent of it. Don't ask me to dust or dusting drives me crazy. But anyway, all right, well, I'm just going to sit here until I get through this, and you have a good day. 73, KP4CBA.
Day two, and like I said, I hope your test comes back negative, and if not, I hope you have an easy time with it. I'll probably get back on here later on today. Matter of fact, I had to ride over to Spartanburg this afternoon. I'll probably, if I can get you on here then, I'm about doing that. I was going to say something else. Don't remember what it was, so I'm going to get off of here. It's KO4GPA. Clear.
It's KB4CBA. I'll be listening.
KB4CBA, W4DJW. Hey, David.
Are y'all at the airfield?
No, that doesn't happen until 2. I was going to head that way maybe about 1:30. If the War Department, as Tom puts it, approves the journey. Yesterday she was very disapproving of me going out and going to the airfield. We'll see what how that goes today.
Dave, you just got to put your foot down.
Lost my transmit button there for a minute. I was trying to move it over to another desktop, and it didn't like my movement. Yeah, I can't. I could put my foot down, but then she would put her foot down about going to work next week, and I don't want her to do that. They're having cases come up every single day. New cases appear every single day. You know, we're one of the hot spots in the nation now.
Yeah, am I hitting the repeater?
You are? I've just been working with really large files on my computer. I might have to switch over to a different radio. I think I'm going to switch over to one now. Take that out of crossband repeat and switch over to a different one. Because I've been flying this morning, taking big panorama pictures, you know, with like 1.2 gigaflops of data. And it's putting strain on my computer. So it's not working so well. But you're in there just fine. W4DJW.
I'm receiving the repeater. It's just barely moving the signal strength meter, so I didn't know. You know, I just moved, and you know how that goes. You move a few feet, and you sit here for about 5 minutes, 10 minutes, then you move another few feet. Anyway, I would like to get a report either from you or Steve One about what you thought about the not the foothills, but the other place that you're going that you haven't been to. Can't think of the name of it.
Hello, Flyers. That's one of the things I wanted to check out, too, was Camp Capella. I know Foothills, and it's not the best place, but it's close. It's only about 6 miles, and Steve tells me the Camp Capella's Flyer isn't that much further, but I think he's like 4 miles from me, and then it's another mile from there, and so it's like more like 10 miles than 6 miles, so we'll see.
I've driven by there, and I happened to glance over. But I really couldn't see anything because I was moving along pretty good. And I needed to keep my eyes on the road. From my house, it takes me 30 minutes to get to Steve's.
We're down on, like, the north side of Wade Hampton, somewhere around Edwards Road, something like that.
West of there, you know, where Rutherford comes into Wade Hampton.
Right there between the Jiffy Lube and the Hardee's?
If you turn on to Rutherford right there, and it goes down the hill and curves around to the right, to the left, I'm sorry, and starts back up a hill. My subdivision's on the on the right there. And I think it's like there's some apartments first, and there's two entrances to that, and then Pheasant Ridge is the next entrance. Then you can go by in a hurry and not see it because the sign's kind of tucked away off the road.
Okay, that's where, I know, where you cross over some railroad tracks, too, before you get to the subdivision after you turn right off of Rutherford, right?
Let's see. Well, there used to be some train tracks about 2 miles down the road, but they're not there anymore. They cross. There's tracks on either side of you after you go over that bridge. Tall bridge. That's a railroad bridge. But then they split off
and go different directions. But anyway, but no, there's no railroad tracks.
Okay, well, I thought there was. I'm pretty sure I know where that was. I had a girlfriend that lived over there when I was in high school, and she, I went over to her house from Avon Park over to that subdivision every day for a couple of years.
So it's a nice little community. There's about 250 homes tucked back in there, and there's one way in, one way out. And we live on the main road, so, well, I tell you, I got in the wrong line. You know, if you want to get in the wrong line, just follow me. The thing split off into two lines, and the line beside me's moved twice now, and the line I'm in had moved a bit. I tell you, that's the story of my life.
Are you like waiting to go to an ATM machine or something?
For the COVID test.
Had it yet.
Fixing to, though.
And this one is?
Where they handed us at the entrance was a nasal test.
It'll be interesting to hear your analysis of what that was like once you get out.
WTF? Guys, talk a little bit about a COVID test. I had a fun experience at a CVS a couple weeks ago where I think it was about an hour and a half to 2 hours. My son and I sat in a line waiting to get up there just to swab our own noses. Over. Was trying to figure out, I had a cold for like a day or so, and I wanted to play it safe. And my son had, he was at home from school because some of his friends had gotten it. So we just decided to find a place where we could get it, and it seemed like the quickest and easiest thing we could find is a CVS drive-thru that had it. So we went ahead and did that, and yeah, they just handed us the packets and had us swab our own noses, and about 2 days later, it came up negative.
Negative because you didn't get back far enough?
By the time I got the results, my cold, or what felt like a cold, was gone. My son never showed any symptoms, and, you know, other than that cold that lasted 3 days, maybe 4 days, I never had any other symptoms either, so it's hard to tell. I mean, it really is hard to tell.
Okay, that's understandable. I was just curious. I know they have to go back pretty far, and I think anybody that was doing that to themselves would be hesitant to go back that far.
The fact that it pretty much made me sneeze and eyes water, and, you know, I'm sure if somebody else was doing it to me, they probably would have went back a little bit further. But I don't know. I mean, the lady at CVS who has probably 2 minutes of training, she seemed to think it was okay.
Well, that's good. And it's good that it came back negative, and that the way you felt after it was a few days past was it confirmed the test results, I guess. That's pretty good. David, you still there?
Mike, I'm not going anywhere. Now, you must have missed my conversation a few minutes ago, because I've had deviated septum surgery, and they pack your nose with gauze when you wake up. I mean, it's just, it's like they got 10 pounds of gauze in both nostrils. I mean, just crammed in there. And then after so many days, you have to go back to the doctor, and they pull that out. And I told the guy I was talking to, you know, it feels like they're pulling your brains out with it. So I think this will be a walk in the park.
I've just gotten in the car. That sounds horrible.
Same here. I just come down from flying, so I wasn't. I didn't catch that. It reminds me though when I had a car accident when I was in high school, and the doctor was sewing my nose back. He would jerk the string to get it to come through, and I'd be coming up out of my seat trying to follow his hand going up through there.
Didn't give you any anesthesia.
Out of it, really out of it. I don't know, they may have given me something, but boy, when he started pulling that thread through my nose, and you know how you, when you're sewing something, you won't just pull it smooth and slow, you jerk it and let go, jerk it, let go, jerk it, let go, and that's what I was doing, trying to come up out of the seat. So it sounds a lot like what you went through with them pulling that gauze out.
Fine, and then you go back several times, and then he goes way back up in there again and again and again, and so it's it was you know, an experience, and so and everybody has a deviated septum. If your doctor tells you need surgery, just tell them no thanks, because it didn't help anything. And in fact, it made it worse. My right nostril bleeds if you look at it wrong.
Stay away from them as much as possible. I don't go unless I absolutely have to.
I don't know what's going on, but yeah, I'm not ready to get pissed off here. I mean, this other line's moving. This is the fourth time they've moved, and we haven't budged an inch since we split off into two lines, and so I don't know what the holdup is here. But I definitely picked the wrong line. I would have already been out of here by now.
The bullet people all getting tested up in front of you.
Number of vehicles on both sides. We're sitting here side by side. It's just that the line I'm in is not moving. And we just moved for the first time. But if I'd have been in the other line, I would have already been done.
That one person. That one person that holds everybody up.
Only takes one.
Jada.
B4 CBA. Yeah, the line on the left is definitely moving a lot faster. I guess maybe this poor person is in training or something. I don't know. Or maybe they're having to make up their kits as they go. I don't know. It sure is frustrating, though.
Maybe they punctured a brain and they're trying to do triage on it. KO4WTF.
Oops. So I just came down from taking pictures when I came in here. 46 in a group that makes an inside of a circle of a sphere. I just stitched them all together, and I'm looking at them in a 360-degree panorama, and I see snow all over the mountains, up over Glassy Mountain and going towards Caesar's Head. I can see a bunch of snow up there. That's pretty cool. And Lake Robinson is just as blue as it can be.
Yeah, my sister lives in Maggie Valley, and I think they got about 2.5 inches or so. But I talked to her last night, and she said it had already melted off the roads.
Not any at all. But Caesar's Head, up from Caesar's Head all the way over to Glassy, and then from Glassy to the east, that's a ton of snow. Going over towards Caesar's Head, not so much, but they've got snow.
Well, speaking of Caesar's Head, I was listening to I don't know what band that was on, HF, and the guys were talking about that they had moved the Mount Mitchell repeater, the 519 repeater, to somewhere around Charlotte. Is that true?
heard that, but I know that it was very difficult doing work on it at 6,000 feet up on top of Mount Mitchell. Cold and windy. If I owned it, I might have done that to make it somewhere more accessible. But we could tell. I can hit it with a lot of power from where I'm at. If I can't hit it anymore, then that might be true.
Listening to it a little bit yesterday, sitting in the parking lot at Wren Middle School, once everybody stopped talking, I called out. Nobody answered, but I, you know, got a ping from the repeater. So if that thing's that far away, I'd be impressed.
Hello, Mount Mitchell.
Anything about it, but and I don't know where they got their information, but anyway, I didn't ask them. I was just tuning around and landed on their QSO, and then I went on, moved on to some of the other waterfalls, but I don't, like I said, I don't even remember what band I was on.
Are you in line now? How many more between you and the time for you to take your test?
About 8 people in front of me, but 8 or 9, but I mean, at this pace, you know, we move a car length about every 10 or 15 minutes. I'm going to be here a while. I don't understand why one line is just chugging right along and one line isn't. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Unless they're doing flu and COVID on some in this line, I don't know. I just don't know.
See. Well, David's in here. Who's in line?
FBA.
What's going on? You got symptoms or what's going on?
Symptoms, and the doctor ordered a test, so here I am.
Well, dang. I'm sorry to hear that. Hope you are doing okay. And good morning, Dave. Heard you in here, too. I don't know. Heard a little bit of talk, and I thought I heard somebody in line for COVID test, maybe, but I wasn't sure. What's that, hello?
We've also got KO4WTF, that's William T. Fish, WTF, Bill. Did you go by Bill, or did you go by William?
Hi, Todd. It's the middle name. It's a long story, but let's just say I don't even think my parents had a sense of humor when they put those initials together. Over.
It's valid. It's valid initials. I know John has one that's kind of like that. KG4GFU. And he's been using it forever. You people get used to it after a while, and it's no issue. But anyway, so Todd, David, and David, Jerry, you doing okay this morning?
Heard Rusty, not Rusty yesterday. He tested positive, I think, too. So hopefully everything goes well for everybody that's involved and that has any symptoms. And Todd, don't be too concerned. My grandfather, who was a railroad engineer for about 50 years, his first name was Ton, T-O-N. And he got called Tom and everything in the book, Ton, the whole deal, but his first name was Ton. And whoever his father was a railroader, too. And whoever gave him that handle had a sense of humor, I suppose.
I spent some time in the Army National Guard, and anytime I went anywhere to check in, they all got a kick out of my initials. My biggest thing is it's hard to properly pronunciate Todd on the radio when I do check-ins, because I always come back, people think it's Tom. So that's why the phonetic alphabet was created.
I have such a drawl, I have a hard time on voice anyway. That's the reason I was on CW as much as I was early on. People can't understand what I say. I talk real low anyway, and my audio is not very loud. wife says that, my wife tells me when I start hollering that she can hear me, but it sounds, if I start talking loud enough for other people to hear me, it sounds, to me, it sounds like I'm yelling at them, which, you know, may be okay.
Thing. So I'm going to go ahead and kind of step aside here. We're getting ready to do a little Cub Scout hike, and I'm going to be transitioning from my mobile to an HT, but I'm going to be paying more attention to some little young ones instead of what's going on the radio. So this is KO4WTF saying 7-3. Unless something happens on my hike, I might have to say hi. Over.
Hearing from you this morning. Be careful out there and enjoy the hike. W4DJW. David, what position are you in line now?
Another car length. Oh, wait a minute. We're moving another car length. Holy cow, this is phenomenal. See, my car is a stick shift, and this is downhill, so they tell you to cut your car off, but nobody's doing it but me. I think I'm the only person here because I hear cars running all around me. But anyway, nobody follows instructions anyway. They think rules are for everybody else.
But not me. David, did you go? You going flying today?
I might. I told Amy last night that I was going to go David if he wasn't getting a COVID test. This morning to go because they're having a club meeting out at Foothills Flyers, and she was not too happy about that. She didn't want me bringing COVID home to her, so I don't know if I'm going to go or not, but I'm going to see how she feels when it gets closer to 1 o'clock.
Right now, from what I can tell, I stuck my nose out a little earlier today, and it's a little chippy.
All morning, so I have to step out to set it out there on the back deck, and then I step back in the house and close the door. And then I lift off and take off, go up 400 feet and head out over to the woods, fly around over to the woods and take panorama 360 degree pictures over there, and then come back home and come upstairs and process them.
Well, David, what kind of symptoms do you have?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm not having, if I have COVID, it might be history, but I had several of the symptoms earlier this week and really felt bad, but I wasn't running a fever and wasn't coughing, but he ordered it anyway, so I'm having it, so here we are. What did you say about the doctor?
Said he ordered it. Was that the doctor?
I have my chart and I just messaged my doctor with my symptoms and they asked me a few questions and then he responded. Get my test, and it was supposed to have been Thursday, and they canceled because it was raining. Nobody was testing Thursday, and then yesterday, what happened yesterday? Or was it yesterday? It was raining. I'm confused. I was supposed to have it yesterday, and it was raining, so they canceled. They weren't doing any testing. And so I had to wait today to have it done. So here I am and sitting in the line.
Did Rusty sound when he told you that? How many days was he into it? Is he like over the hard part or just getting started?
See, Friday. Tom and I were talking to him yesterday, I think it was yesterday morning, it might have been early afternoon, but, Rusty gets out a lot, and, he goes to the post office, and he gets out, probably more than my wife and I do. We only go out maybe once or twice a week, if at all. We don't eat out, don't get any carry out, any of that stuff, but, he'd had his second shingles vaccine, that Shingrix vaccine. And he was having some, for him, a mild fever, which is, I think he told me his temperature usually runs around 96 or 97. That's the way mine does, too. Mine runs around 97.7 or something like that. And he said he was running a 99-degree fever, but other than that, he didn't feel bad, but he just didn't feel well. But, those shingles vaccines, even the new ones, the first one I had, it hurt like nobody's been. My arm hurt for a week. And my doctor told me that the antibodies, the immune system reaction to those shots, since they took the actual virus out of it. He said sometimes you have a reaction to it, and your body is just getting, it's kind of handling the immune system reaction. Sometimes you'll feel bad, may run a fever for a day or so, and he thought that might be what it was. But and that's the only thing that I know of. I don't think he was nauseated or sense of smell or anything like that. He may come on in a little bit and let us know.
That sounds like he might be one of those asymptomatic carriers, right? Which would be, I don't want to be an asymptomatic carrier, than somebody that got hit hard by it. That's good.
I said a couple of people at the station that had it, but tested positive, and they make them quarantine for 28 days when they test positive. And one of them, I won't say who it was, one of them actually, the only thing that they noticed was the sense of smell. Of that, they didn't have any other symptoms, no fever, nothing else at all.
Here, too, Amy and I, myself, we sometimes, you go for a period of time, you can't smell anything, and then it comes back after a few days. We're wondering if we've had mild asymptomatic cases of it, just not really bad enough to know that you had it.
Well, I had lost her sense of smell. But I'm not sure she was a type 2 diabetic. I'm not sure if it's something to do with that or what she was doing. She wound up with renal cell cancer, but it's been years ago. But she lost her sense of smell before then. And she had to be careful. She was a really good cook, but she had to be careful cooking because she couldn't smell something if it was burning on the stove even. But that's pretty severe. And also I had an aunt that had the same thing happen with her. She lost her sense of smell too. So I don't know what it is. I think maybe some medications cause it. I'm not sure.
Well, I know one thing that causes dementia, because my stepmother had it and she couldn't smell anything.
That too, dementia, and I think that did it. That reminded me when you said that. That one of the things that happens with dementia is you lose your sense of smell. But before DJ, that was...
Probably goes in line then, because I know my aunt, when she was discussing it about having it, she'd noticed it some years before, but she eventually had a stroke and passed away. But she was in her mid-80s, I guess. My mother lived to 97, and she never had any trouble. And something over the last couple of weeks of her life, she never had any trouble with dementia, but her sense of smell and taste was good, and so was her memory. But my mother-in-law, I don't know. It seems like there's some. She was taking, some people take a lot of medication. She was taking some medication that may have caused it. I can't remember this one in particular that may cause you to lose a sense of taste or smell, but I can't remember what it is now. But dementia would definitely, if you've got, dementia, that'd definitely be a cause. That'd be a place to look for if you're having it, or as maybe a indicator that you might be. You might have it, but I think a lot of sometimes it's just nothing more than just, could be a cold or sinus trouble or anything. I know my sinuses act up, I have a hard time. I smell stuff that other people don't smell, like a bloodhound.
Yesterday with a battery charger, and I was trying to charge individual cells separately, and I fried a integrated circuit on the bottom of the battery charger board. And boy, you could smell that. My sense of smell was great, because now every time I walk in the office, I smell burnt electronics, and there's nothing that smells worse than burnt electronics.
at a time or two over the years. That or when your light matches or some silly thing like that, like we used to do to burn the ends of, burn the ends of paracord when I was sealing it up, and I found a little tip that went on with my soldering irons, and when you cut it, then it seals it all, so that it doesn't eliminate the smell, but it keeps from being quite as bad. You know, burn electronics, and eat that, and old tube electronics, maybe ham gear, the guy that I just smoked all the time, that stuff is really difficult. I don't know if it's possible to get it out or not, but I know that if a person smoked, a lot of people didn't want to handle that gear.